You're listening to Omnigonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. Oswego Cinema 7, Oswego's local movie theater, is still closed despite an order by Governor Andrew Cuomo allowing the reopening of movie theaters outside of New York City. The theater has cited a lack of first-run films as a reason for the delay in opening. When open, Oswego Cinema 7 will be partnering with CinemaSafe to promote a safe and healthy movie viewing environment. When open, the theater will only be able to operate at 21.5% capacity. The theater has yet to announce an official reopening date. Voter turnout in Oswego this year has reflected the country's large increase in the number of votes. According to Lara Brazak, the Oswego Board of Elections Commissioner, Oswego has processed 7,926 votes during the early voting period, a large increase since the 696 votes received during last year's general election. The number of absentee ballots has also increased dramatically, with over 8,650 ballots being processed this year. The State University of New York has announced that students who utilize some part of campus must test negative for COVID-19 within 10 days prior to leaving campus for break. Students who test positive for COVID within the 10-day period must be quarantined or isolated on campus or in their off-campus home for 14 days before they are allowed to go home for winter break. All students who live, work, take classes on, or utilize part of the campus, such as the library, gyms, and dining halls, will be required to get tested. On Wednesday, October 28th, Oswego State School of Communication, Media, and the Arts hosted the 16th annual Lewis B. O'Donnell Media Summit. Usually held within Waterman Theater, located in Tyler Hall, COVID-19 forced the summit to be held virtually over Zoom. The event focused on the theme On the Front Lines with the First Amendment. Panelists included Steve Brown, an investigative journalist for WGRV Buffalo, Oswego alumna Michelle Garcia, who is an editor overseeing NBC's NBC BLK, Brett Jaspers, a political reporter for KERA, an NPR affiliate located in Dallas, Ava Lubell, a legal fellow at Cornell's Law School's First Amendment Clinic, and Pulitzer Prize winner Connie Schultz, author of several books. On Sunday, the State University of New York announced its plan for the spring semester. The guidelines will be followed by all 64 SUNY campuses and will allow campuses to safely return to in-person instruction for the spring semester. Things included in the plan are the return of surveillance testing, mandatory mask wearing, and social distancing while on campus. SUNY Oswego is slated to start its spring semester on January 25th, with new students arriving on campus on January 21st and returning students on January 24th. Students with special circumstances can also request permission to stay on campus between Thanksgiving and the start of spring semester. Students who choose to stay on campus during break will be required to continue to participate in the weekly COVID testing. SUNY has also officially announced the removal of spring break, with classes planned to be held through what would have been. For more information and updates on this story, please visit our website. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out these stories and more at our website at oswegonian.com.